Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. This is the place to be if you're ready for the best podcasts of the paranormal. Curious and sometimes unexplained. Now listen to this.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. On this edition of the show, well, I'm calling this one Guess Where I Was Last Week. Some of you who follow my social media probably already know. Of course, I have been out of town. I have been back in Las Vegas, where I live, for just a few days. And as I speak to you right now, my bags are still not fully unpacked. Here's where I was and why I went there. I was born and raised in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Asheville, North Carolina, but I've traveled a lot in my life and now I live in Las Vegas, even though my mom, Peggy, and my dad, Danny, and my sister, Jessica, still live in Asheville. That's pretty much the opposite side of the United States. It's 2,124 miles away. So that's 3,418 kilometers. Okay, to further illustrate this, at its widest points, the entire United Kingdom is 300 miles or 500 kilometers across. So I live seven times that distance from my mom, dad, and sister. And I haven't seen them since May of last year, 2022. And we wanted to get together this year, but we decided to do something different. Instead of me visiting them in North Carolina or them visiting me in Nevada, we decided to meet up somewhere in between. Now, listen to this. My mom and dad have not been on an airplane in over 30 years. You heard that right. 30 years. But my mom and dad love mountains, and they've always wanted to see the Rockies. You know, in North Carolina, we have Mount Mitchell, which is the highest peak east of the Mississippi. Mount Mitchell is 6,684 feet. That's 2,037 meters. But in Colorado, the highest mountain is Mount Elbert. I thought it was Pike's Peak. It turns out it's Mount Elbert. That is 14,105 feet. Or 4,302 meters. It's over twice as high as Mount Mitchell. That's how tall the mountains are out in the Rockies. And, of course, the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Smoky Mountains on the East Coast, they're older, which is why they're kind of worn down and they're not as high. But the Rockies are really tall. Now, George Norrie, host of Coast to Coast AM, films his TV show Beyond Belief in Boulder, Colorado, in the Rockies. And I've been on that show a number of times. It's on Gaia TV. You should stream it. So I have some familiarity with that region. Therefore, I made most of the arrangements for Lauren and myself to meet up with my mom and dad and Jessica and her fiance, Andrew, in Denver, where we would rent a van and just explore the Rocky Mountains. And that's what we did. But you know me. When I venture out like that, I set my mind to finding weird and outstanding things and getting new ideas. And so this is one of those stories that has kind of a twist ending or two, shall we say. So I've been traveling by planes, trains, and automobiles, and I really have no show prep other than just telling you about my trip. So I took notes the whole time, and I'm going to kind of go stream of consciousness here and try to virtually take you through the highlights of the trip I just took. Some of it may seem too trivial and boring. Some of it may seem wonderful. I don't know. But just kick back and relax if you can, and let me tell you a true story. It's the story of my past week. Okay. Lauren and I went to the Las Vegas airport, which they now call the Harry Reid International Airport. They have gambling machines all over the airport, so you have to resist blowing all your vacation money before you get on the plane, even though one time I was killing time at that airport and I put $20 in a machine and I bet $1, and on my fourth spin I won $1,100. So you never know how it's going to go. But one thing that I will mention I thought was pretty cool was that, you know how expensive and laborious getting food at airports can be? I guess it's become a common thing now. They have these self-service food stands. Nobody's there. There's not an attendant. You just walk up, you take, you know, like some sliders and your beverages or your chips or whatever, and you put them down and it scans them. And then you pop your credit card in there and you've got napkins and salt and pepper and all that. And you just, there's no human involved. I told Lauren, this is the future of much of the food business. I guarantee you. So anyway, look. We fly to Denver, very easy flight from Las Vegas. And when we got there, of course, the big glorious reunion with my mom and dad and sister and Andrew. And, as we were making our way through the gigantic Denver airport, and maybe I'll have time to tell you a little bit about some of the conspiracies regarding the Denver airport, but the trip started off weird right off the bat, because as we were walking through the airport, we go through this, one section, I guess it was like around, you know, where people are arriving. And all of a sudden, We turn this corner and there is Darth Vader and R2-D2 and other actual life-size actors, if you want to call them that, from the Star Wars movie. And the guy who was dressed up as Darth Vader, he was taller than me, so he was the real deal. I'm 6'2", and this guy was probably like 6'6". Big, scary-looking dude. They had an actual, I guess it was like a remote-controlled R2-D2, and we're like, what is happening? So everybody just stops, and we start taking pictures and selfies. And apparently, there were like some veterans that were arriving. They were VIPs, and I guess somebody must have been a Star Wars fan, and so we had all these Star Wars characters waiting for us at the Denver airport. So that night we stayed in downtown Denver, and it's just pretty much typical downtown. We actually had our food at this place called the British Bulldog, which is near Coors Field, the baseball stadium. And it was packed. The stadium was packed and everybody was like cheering. There was a game going on. But the British Bulldog, it's one of those, very authentic kind of British pubs. And I had shepherd's pie. Mom and Dad had fish and chips. That was cool. So we spent the night in downtown Denver. The next day we got up and then we drove almost an hour to Boulder. And we decided to go first thing to the Boulderado, the Hotel Boulderado. That is where I have stayed, I guess, every time I've been to Boulder and done George Norrie's TV show. In fact, the Boulderado, it's like the big old historic fancy hotel in Boulder. It was built in 1908. I'll always remember the first time I went to the Boulderado, and this has got to be over 10 years ago. I just checked in and I was on my way to my room and I look over and I see the unmistakable John Hoag walking up the steps in front of me. John Hoag, he is often considered the modern day Nostradamus. He has a kind of an unusual cap and a big long beard. And I said, he must be here for the show too. So I ran up and said, John Hoag. And we met each other. And after that, we became fast friends. And I think we stayed up till about 4 in the morning in the bar in the basement, drinking gin and tonics or soda, and it's a miracle we got up the next morning and did George's show. But anyway, a lot of famous people have stayed there at the Boulderado. Douglas Fairbanks, Helen Keller, Robert Frost, Benny Goodman. It's one of those kinds of places. But I'll tell you the first thing that we did when we got there. Louis Armstrong, did I say that? We decided to go for the water fountain. Why? Well, when we come back, I'll tell you. But before I go to this break, I have some sad news for you. I want to squeeze this in here. Actually, it's sad right now, but there's still time for it to have a happy ending, and I want you to help me out. Lauren and I have been together for 27 years, and we chose not to have children, but we do have dogs. We have two little female chihuahuas. One is named Dolly. The other is named Llama. And, you know, they're very quirky and funny. And I did a podcast. It was talking about how, like, episode 90 of this show, how Llama, she kind of seems like a little chupacabra or something like that. Well, Llama now has cancer. And she's an old dog. She has a tumor in her mouth. It's getting bigger. And we don't know if she's going to make it. Now, look, I don't usually talk about using manifestation for health purposes because I realize that we all have to die at some point. But I'm doing what I can. I'd like to see if this dog can her life can be prolonged. And the vet says if we can take care of this tumor, we're probably in good shape because it doesn't look like this thing has spread. So we have some very important moments coming up to treat my dog Llama. And I want all of you to please say a prayer for my dog Llama so that her cancer, her tumor in her mouth is healed. And also, I don't have dog insurance, so you know how expensive these treatments can get. If you'd like to help out with that, please go to joshuapwarren.com and just buy something from my curiosity shop. 100% of the money will go to Llama's medical bills. JoshuaPWarren.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and buy something from the curiosity shop for yourself or a loved one. It's good karma. I promise you, it'll come back to you. Thanks. I am Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Hang in there. Josh is coming right back on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. Please make sure and check out my show, Shades of the Afterlife, heard right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And now more Joshua P. Warren on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain From my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver, agitato zume! Telling you about the trip I just got back from, exploring the Rockies. I have so many notes. I hope that I don't run out of time. So here we were at the Boulderado, and they have this really cool fountain off to the side of the lobby. And it has, it's original to the hotel, I guess, and it has what looks like a marble backing, and it says, pure cold water from the Boulder-owned Arapaho Glacier. Yeah. So you're drinking pure cold glacier water coming down from the mountains, out of that fountain in the lobby. Isn't that cool? They have an old original elevator there that goes back to 1908 and some really cool stained glass. So we enjoyed walking around that place, taking pictures. By the way, you know, sometimes I post pictures from trips like this occasionally on my Twitter feed. I know it's called X now, but half the time if I say X, nobody knows what I'm talking about still. So I'm just going to keep calling it Twitter for the time being. I would never second guess the mighty Elon Musk, but I think that calling it Twitter makes more sense than calling it X. But anyway, sometimes I post pics on X, Twitter, or Facebook. So you can find me in those places and see some of these images. So we all went downstairs, had some drinks. And then this is really interesting. Boulder has like this area called Pearl Street where you walk around and they have all these little quaint shops and bars and restaurants and like novelties. You don't know what you're going to find. And there are buskers and street performers, you know, like some of these people who they act like maybe they're a statue and then you give them a tip and then they move. Like that freaked my mom out because she didn't realize that one of those was an actual person. But what really surprised my mom, at one point, I sat down on a bench right there on Pearl Street. And Pearl Street is, it's you can't drive, I don't guess, on Pearl Street. It's like for walking, you know. It's like, so I'm sitting next to my mom and dad and Lauren on this bench on Pearl Street. And there was this busker, like street performer up there who was getting ready to juggle or do whatever. And he starts talking to the audience. And so he looks at my mom and he says, ma'am, what's your zip code where you're from? And my mom said, 28701. And the guy said, you are from a little town in North Carolina called Alexander. And my mom, her eyes lit up. She was like, what? And then he starts talking about, and here's a restaurant you've probably eaten at, you know, and he mentions the Laughing Seed in Asheville. And he just starts talking about all this stuff. Turns out this guy, I looked him up later. His name is David Ross Deicher, I guess that's how you pronounce it, or David Ross Deicher. He's famous in Boulder because he has memorized all the zip codes of the world. And he's traveled a lot, and you just give him your zip code, and he can tell you all about where you've been and some really... He has this photographic memory. And I mean, so he was doing that to everybody who was sitting around, and it was amazing. Okay, let's see what we have next here on the list. So, of course, I go into an Evil Eye shop. That's interesting because I was talking about the Evil Eye not too long ago on this program. Then I went into another shop where I may have discovered an idea for a special product that I might come out with next year. I do have my very last product of 2023, which will be released very, very soon. But this is one that if I can figure out, I might have a new one, something else that I might do next year. This is kind of a tricky one, but I'm just thinking out loud. But get a load of this. My mom and dad were born in 1952, both of them. They're in their 70s. And they went with us into a marijuana dispensary. Now, you know, that's legal in Boulder, I guess in Colorado in general, and they have them all over Vegas. And I didn't buy any. My mom and dad certainly didn't buy any, but it was just remarkable to think of They would have never believed that they would live to see the day when you could walk into a store and there's a salesman there who sells you marijuana products. I never even thought I would see my mom and dad go into a dispensary. They just wanted to look around. You know, it is interesting. That night we went to this, German restaurant there in Boulder called the Bohemian Beer Garden. I had the chicken schnitzel and Lauren had the pork spatzel. They were both delicious. The next morning, my sister Jessica and Andrew hiked one of the Flatirons trails. Very popular thing to do. And then that day we drove like an hour to Estes Park. And Estes Park is where you find the Stanley Hotel. Now, you know the movie The Shining. You might even know the book The Shining. Well, it's all based on the Stanley Hotel. The Stanley Hotel was built in 1909. And if I remember correctly, the guy who built it was the guy who developed the Stanley Steamer, the old car. And I think he had tuberculosis or something like that. And he was obviously very rich. And so he built this place up in the mountains so he could get fresh air. And Stephen King, I'm assuming this was in the 1970s, Stephen King was staying at the Stanley Hotel with his wife in room 217. And it was like the last day of the season before they closed down for the winter. And so nobody else was in this big, majestic hotel sitting on top of this hill in the middle of these incredible mountains. And Stephen King just felt like it was very eerie. And so he went to the bar and they have the most glorious bar. It looks just like the bar in the Stanley Kubrick movie. And the bartender, it was just Stephen King and the bartender, I understand. And the bartender's name was Grady. So if you've read the book or seen the movie, you'll know that that name plays a role. And so Stephen King was also apparently told that like the room he was staying in was supposed to be haunted, that there was some woman back in the day who would, she was like a wealthy woman and she would seduce bellmen. And so there's this myth, you know, or this legend or whatever, that she's still there doing that and haunting people, which also applies to a scene in the movie. He got the idea and he started working it and working on it right there at the Stanley Hotel. That turned into the story, The Shining. And when Kubrick was going to make the movie, which is obviously one of the most famous movies ever made, the people at the hotel were concerned. They didn't want to use the room 217 because they said people might be too afraid and they don't want to stay there. So they changed it for the movie to room 237, which is a non-existent room. But guess what? They were wrong, because room 217 is now the most requested room in the entire place. There's a waiting list for it. But if you've never been to the Stanley, put that on your bucket list. It's awesome. Whole town of Estes Park is just really cool. And we decided to have lunch there next to the bar. So here we are. There's like a little, almost like a private room off to the side that they put us in, since there were six of us. So we're sitting around a table. And here comes in this tall, thin, dark-haired young man who is going to be our server. And he starts talking to everybody about what they want. And he has a very unusual accent. And then he walks out of the room. And my dad says, "Well, I wonder what kind of accent that is." And I said, "Transylvanian." And everybody kind of chuckles. But you see, I've been to Transylvania in Romania. Okay. So later, when the guy comes back, the waiter comes back, and I said, "Hey, if you don't mind my asking, where's your accent from?" He goes, "I am from Transylvania, where Dracula." I'm like, yes, it's like I knew it. Nailed it. Here we are in the restaurant next to the Stanley Hotel from The Shining with a guy who looks like Dracula, a very charming young man from Transylvania serving us. I mean, I'm telling you, it just got... The experience just got better and better and better, right? And we had such good food there. My favorite was this meatloaf that was made of elk, bison, and wild boar. And it also had wild mushrooms and mashed potatoes. And I'm sorry if you're a vegetarian, but the elk, bison, and wild boar meatloaf with wild mushrooms and mashed potatoes, oh my goodness. That'll fill you up for a hike in the Rockies. So after that, we went to the Rocky Mountain National Park to just drive up through the Rockies. We went to what's called the Beaver Meadows entrance. And certain times of year, you have to make a reservation to go into the Rockies. They call it a timed entry. That's how popular it is. So be sure if you're going to go to the Rockies, you check that out, because I didn't know that. I'd been there numerous times before, but I was always there at a different time of year. And certain times of year are so popular, you got to do that. So we drive up in through the Rockies. You know, you can imagine it's breathtaking. It's majestic. We saw elk and mule deer and cool looking birds. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the highlight for just about everybody in the Rockies. Everybody talked about this the whole rest. And then I'm going to get into some unexpected ghostly subject matter. You know, what's weird is that people don't even have to know who I am and what I do. Sometimes they just get a feeling and they just start telling me about ghost stories and stuff. Wait till you see where this goes. I'm just rambling, but hey, it's kind of cool, huh? I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be back after these important messages.
Stay there. Joshua P. Warren will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's producer Tom of Coast to Coast AM, and more of The Wizard of Weird starts right now.
Thank you.
welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. As of this moment, we are accepting requests for personalized Parasymatics sigils. We stopped it for a while because we were gone, but we're going to take requests again for a little bit longer. And as I mentioned before, 100% of the profit goes to help my dog Llama, my little chihuahua, with her cancer. So please go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P. Go to joshuapwarren.com. Click the link to the Curiosity Shop. Buy something cool for yourself or someone you love. And all that is going to go toward my dog. And please send us your prayers for her as well. We're all animal lovers. You know, my whole family is, we're all animal lovers. And so that brings me back to what I was saying. When we were in the Rocky Mountains, we went up to this overlook, and there was a sign there that said, "Do not feed the chipmunks." But obviously people do feed the chipmunks, because we sat down on this little ledge, and oh my gosh, there must have been, you know, like 50 chipmunks running around at any given time. And these chipmunks would come right up and just sort of like, you know, let you pet them. These are wild Rocky Mountain chipmunks. They'd come right up and like, they didn't bite you or anything like that. But they would just walk right up to you, and you could put your hand out. I guess they were looking for a treat. And, my dad especially loved that. But, a number of people said in our group later that that was a highlight of their tour. But let's get into some spooky stuff. This show is called Strange Things. At one point, Lauren and I, by ourselves, we went into this restaurant late at night that was about an hour from closing, called the Roadhouse Boulder Depot. Now, this was literally an old train depot back in Boulder, Colorado. An old train depot that was built in 1890 and has been moved, I think, at least three times. We sat there and talked to the bartender, super nice guy. I won't give his name, but he reminded me a lot of my buddy Tad McDivitt, who is, of course, a guide for my Haunted Asheville ghost tours, hauntedasheville.com. And so we were just having a nice conversation. And in this case, at one point, Lauren actually did say, "So is this place haunted?" We felt like we were having like the Stephen King experience at the Shining Bar with this guy. And he says, "Oh, yeah." And he starts telling us he was, you know, younger fella. He said that downstairs in what they call the dish pit, that he was down there one night and he started hearing all these clamoring noises and something banging around. And then on another night, he was at the bar by himself. There was a blizzard or a snowstorm, and he was the only one there, and he was waiting for a ride. And he said that the glasses that were hanging on a rack above the bar kept clanging against each other. And then he said that in the men's room, you hear sometimes what sounds like little boys whispering, even though there's nobody around. He said that his manager had heard some big footsteps running around upstairs when the place was empty. But he also told me another really unusual story. He talked about being up in the Colorado mountains one time with his friends, and there was snow on the ground, and he had one of those things that I kind of consider the Oz factor, like a moment where everything just gets completely quiet. And it's like that you transfer into another dimension and you feel weird and you just notice it's like you're kind of behind the scenes. I did a podcast about this. I don't know which one it was, but it says something about, I think it was called something like, "Have you ever passed into another dimension?" You know, you go to strangethingsshow.com, strangethingsshow.com, and you can scroll through my descriptions of all the shows that I've done, and you'll see something that like that. But that was really interesting, and just such a cool building. So then the next day, we decided to drive southwest of Boulder to Georgetown, Colorado. And it's famous because in the 1800s, a lot of silver was discovered there. And let's see, I'm looking right now at the Wikipedia page, and I don't guess there's, I mean, it's a very high altitude there. The town is at 8,530 feet or 2,600 meters above sea level. And this town is, I love towns like this. It looks like the kind of place that should be in like a Hallmark movie. And it really has been in a lot of movies. There was a John Denver movie called The Christmas Gift that was filmed there in the 80s. A lot of big movies, though, have been filmed there, like Clint Eastwood's Every Which Way But Loose supposedly has some scenes there. Georgetown, Colorado. Look it up. Look at it. It looks like a little town in a snow globe. But one of the main reasons I wanted to go there is because they have this train that goes in a big loop. It's an old steam engine. And I looked it up, and it says here, quote, "Our engines do not burn coal for fuel, but rather recycled waste oil and corn oil." So we got on this train, and you know what? It's an old train that it takes you on this loop for about an hour and 15 minutes. I recorded some audio for you. See, I was thinking about you even while I was on the trip. Don't you just love those sounds that come from one of those old steam engines? I mean, I just had to record that because it's so distinctive. And you can imagine being on this loop that goes, again, like an hour and 15 minutes all through the Rockies with these sweeping views. And you're going over these incredible, like, high train trestles, like these bridges that take you over rivers and streams. And, I mean, I think that was definitely the ultimate highlight, the grand finale of our trip. And Georgetown Loop Railroad, look that up. And you know what? It turns out the conductor, and everybody's all dressed up, all old fashioned, you know, the conductor said that it was the train's 104th birthday that day. Something else that stood out in my mind was that as you're going through some of these little passages, there are these stacked up rocks on either side of you, and they were stacked by engineers in the 1800s to create these kind of retaining walls for the train's passage. And there's no mortar or anything like that, just gravity and friction holding that in place, and it's still standing strong all these years later. So then I went to all these little shops after that, and I bought this weird thing called a bubble rock, which they say is from Utah. It's like I went to a mineral shop, and you put this bubble rock in vinegar, and over 2 weeks, it starts creating all these bizarre crystal formations, supposedly. So maybe I'll put a picture up of that in 2 weeks if it works. I got an idea there for another really cool product that I might be able to create next year. That's one of the things I enjoy. I just love coming up with, you know, new products. That really keeps me going. Just finding something that works for me and sharing it with other people, that's the best feeling. So we ended our day in Georgetown at this brewery there called Guanella Pass Brewing Company. Excellent. It's small, and they brew their own beer there. They have rice lager. They have a Michelada beer. Some of you know what that is. They even have award-winning Detroit-style pizza. And look, I'm not getting paid by anybody to tell you all this stuff. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. If you find yourself in that area, go to Georgetown, Colorado. I'd like to go back there, actually, and do even more stuff. So after that, we drove like an hour back to Denver. And then we went to this place. I've just been saying, this is my kind of place. It's the oldest restaurant in Denver. It's called the Buckhorn Exchange. Opened in 1893, the oldest continuously operating restaurant in Denver. And it's one of those places where you walk in and there's like 500 taxidermied animals, all from the 1800s or early 1900s. Look, I am not a hunter, and I'm not condoning going out and killing animals for sport, but this is what people did in the 1800s and the early 1900s, and that these, it's just interesting to see all this. You go into this like two-story restaurant, and it's a very well preserved saloon from 1893. Theodore Roosevelt dined there at the restaurant in 1905 after his presidential express train arrived at the Rio Grande Yards. And it was owned by this guy named Zietz. And Zietz was a scout, and he was big friends with Buffalo Bill Cody and Sitting Bull. And so Zietz would take all these guys out on like hunting trips, and he was a scout. And so they've got stuff in there, you know, that Teddy Roosevelt shot. But one of the drinks that I got there that I think was really interesting. They have a great menu there. They have like this smoked buffalo sausage that's so good. It comes with red chili polenta and spicy wild game mustard. I know I'm not making any friends in the vegetarian community right now, but listen, they have this cocktail that they say is, it's been a favorite there for 128 years. It's called the Buffalo Bill cocktail. It's bourbon and apple juice. I've never had that combo before. It's fantastic. Try it out. Bourbon and apple juice. They didn't say what kind of bourbon. Okay, when we come back, I have one more segment to tell you about the big grand finale and the twist ending to this trip. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Hang on, Josh will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey folks, we need your music. Hey, it's producer Tom at Coast to Coast AM, and every first Sunday of the month, we play music from emerging artists just like you. If you're a musician or a singer and have recorded music you'd like to submit, it's very easy. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Emerging Artist banner in the carousel, follow the instructions, and we just might play your music on the air. Go now to coasttocoastam.com to send us your recording. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Dr. Sky. Keep it right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
The final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And you know what? Everything on this trip worked like clockwork. The weather was perfect. I mean, we just all manifested something really special. And I just think this is kind of weird because I was talking about the Buckhorn Exchange in Denver, and Lauren is from Texas, and there's a place in, I believe, San Antonio called the Buckhorn Saloon and Museum, and it's a lot bigger, but it has a similar kind of theme. I mean, it's one of these really old saloons that has a bunch of taxidermied animals and other cool stuff. So I don't know why this Buckhorn name has been so popular for that. But if you're in San Antonio, go to the Buckhorn Saloon. If you're in Denver, go to the Buckhorn Exchange. So after that, look, we had our last meal. We had, as usual, a sad, tearful goodbye. But you see, the thing is, the next day, my mom and dad and Jessica and Andrew, they had to leave really early in the morning. But Lauren and I didn't have to leave till like 8 o'clock that night. And so I checked into getting an extra night for us at the hotel so we could just sleep late. And the hotel was so packed. There was some convention in town. They could not give us an extra night. And I thought, well, look, I could try to, you know, manifest this, but maybe if it's not meant to be, maybe that's to inspire me to get out tomorrow and see something. Well, guess what? That's exactly what it was. Because instead of lazing around my hotel room all day, I got up and I went out. And let me tell you some things we did in our final hours in Denver. We went to this oddity shop called the Learned Lemur. And I think it's like the oldest oddity shop in Denver. It's got all kinds of if you've ever been to an oddity shop, you know what I'm talking about. It was funny because we walked in and they had a wooden table there that had a Ouija board, like the markings of a Ouija board on top. And there was a planchette, which is that little thing you slide around, sitting on top of it. And it's just sliding around, moving on its own without anybody around it. Obviously, you know, they have like a magnet or something in there, but that was a cool effect. They have this aquarium there with this little albino frog. Well, we bought a few things there. One thing that we bought, and I'm going to circle back around to this. Lauren and I, you know, we have our new house here in Vegas. We bought this place last year and we have unusual decorating tastes. We have a bathroom that we decorate with some of these old, like holographic 3D kind of kitschy pictures. Like they have like the lenticular lens on the front. And we like that. I have one of an old Spanish galleon and they had one there and it was a picture of like a 3D picture of Jesus on his knees praying to God with this like beam of power coming down on him. And so we were like, that would actually fit right in with our motif. So we bought that, but only if they would ship it to us. And they agreed to ship it. I'll get back to that in a minute. So then we went to this place called My Brother's Bar, which is the oldest bar in Denver. Because the other place, the Buckhorn, they say is the oldest restaurant. This is the oldest bar that's been continuously serving beers and spirits since 1873. And it's called My Brother's Bar now because apparently in the 1970, a couple of brothers came in from Detroit and they bought it, and one would work the bar and the other would work the kitchen. And then the next day they would switch. And whenever a bill collector would come in, whoever the bill collector talked to would say, "Don't look at me. That's my brother's bar." You know, that was their little shtick. So here we are at this bar. It's a lot bigger than I thought. By the way, the food was fantastic. Lauren and I are sitting at the bar. The bartender had no idea who I was. I just said I was interested in history, and he gave me this binder that had all these articles about the history of the place. And then he brought up ghosts. No idea who I was. He told me the basement has a dirt floor and there are tunnels down there and locked doors, and no one has ever been brave enough to go into the tunnels to his knowledge, but they're big enough for a normal person to walk through. And he said he was down there one time in that basement and he heard some kind of movement down there, and then something breathed on the back of his neck and he bolted up the stairs. And he showed us a video of the basement that he'd shot. And we were just like, this is amazing. This is great. I did not breathe a word of who I was or what I do. And at one point he came back and he goes, "Hey, do you want to go down there?" I said, "Yeah." He took us to the basement. Can you believe that? That just spontaneously happened to me. He took us to the basement. Now, look, you talk about a creepy feeling. He's right. There's a creepy feeling. I videotaped down there. None of us were bold enough to go into the tunnels, though, even with a couple of drinks in me, because I don't want to go in some old tunnel that collapses or God knows what's in there. So I'm sorry if you think less of me because of that. But after that, I told him who I was, and he was really surprised, and he thought it was very synchronistic. And I told him that I own the Haunted Boulder City tour in outside of Las Vegas. And turns out he's going to be in Vegas in like a week or two. And so I said, "Hey, not only are you going to get a nice tip," it was such a nice tip, and he was so nice he didn't want to accept it, but I insisted. He got a nice tip, and he gets free tours for him and his party there in Boulder City, Nevada. So let that be a lesson to you. If you hook me up, I will hook you up. So after that, Lauren and I, we went to the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. They say that the best view of Denver there, one of the best kept secrets, is to go. I'm not going to tell you how to find it. It's kind of a hassle. Find the fourth floor terrace. You're going to have to talk to the staff and say, "How do I get to the fourth floor terrace at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science?" Amazing view of the whole area around Denver. Main things that I took away from that, I was shocked by the size of the sea lions and walruses that they had in their dioramas. I did not know that sea lions and walruses could get that big. I'll be 47 years old here in less than a month, and I did not know that sea lions and walruses could get that big. They had two mummies there. One was 2,400 years old, the other 2,900 years old. These were Egyptian mummies. You could see the face of one very clearly. They also did facial reconstructions of how the mummies actually looked when they were alive. They had a baby crocodile mummy, all kinds of dinosaurs. They had a huge chunk of quartz. I'm talking like one about the size of two or three large Thanksgiving turkeys. And this chunk of quartz was just clear as glass. I bought some little pyramids in the gift shop that have a little blinking light on the top, which I think is good for radionics works. We went to the Denver airport after that, and I took pictures of the gargoyles. I'm not going to have time to get into Denver airport conspiracies, but let me just tell you, everybody in Colorado was super nice to us. But here's the twist ending, okay? Here's the twist ending. I told you at the Learned Lemur that they were going to send us this picture of Jesus, this 3D picture. A couple days later, the owner, I guess he's the owner, he calls me and he said, "I got some bad news." He said, "All of the stuff that we were going to have shipped out was sitting on a shelf, and that shelf collapsed." And he says, "It's been there for years. It's never fallen before. Your picture frame is busted up.
you know, what do you want me to do? I'll give you a discount. He says, the picture's okay, but the frame is busted up. And I said, that's cool, man. Just, you know, just send it to me as is. And I don't know what that means. Maybe it's the power of the Lord. But probably next, on the next show, I'm going to have some kind of weird update for you on all this, right? Well, actually, I know I am, because wait till you hear what happened when Lauren and I got back to Vegas. It was her birthday. Happy birthday, Lauren. And that turned out to be crazy. Oh my gosh. The clock has almost got us, but hey, thank you, Mom, Dad, Jessica, Andrew, for your generosity. It was an unforgettable experience. We just loved it. It was fantastic. We'll never forget how amazing the whole adventure was. So I guess it's time now for me to get some rest. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes if you can. Here, my friends, is the one, the only, the original Good Fortune Tom. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.